Blog Talk Radio.
Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Crenshaw, we're excited about you. Welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop. He's coming up real fast, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Elder Kevin Vaughn with you, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, I want to give you the number and the scripture for tonight, ladies and gentlemen, before Bishop comes on. Hey, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. I want you guys to at least tweet out at least 10 people right now. Everybody on the planet, ladies and gentlemen, I am convinced of that. Everybody on the planet needs prayer in the Lord's name, ladies and gentlemen. 347-843-4559. Let's get the Lord a hand clap of praise for who he is. He's awesome God. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes. And please note that he sent his son, ladies and gentlemen. and the Son sent the Holy Spirit to help us keep into the Father. Amen. So we thank God for you. Hey, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. If you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Global Prayer Time. We're excited about you. Hey, our scripture for tonight, we'll get that number out in a little bit as well. But I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Romans 8. I'll be reading just Romans 8 and verses 28 to 31 in a second here, okay? But I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Romans 8. Meditate on that in the Lord. Romans 8, 28, 31 will be read tonight. Amen. And we just want to thank God. I can't really thank God enough for his word. His word, as Bishop said, will be around forever and ever. Never. It will never cease. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that number, 347-843 is the call-in number, and we are sensitive to the times that we're in, so if you do have prayer requests, feel free to share that later on. We're going to open up the lines. You hit star one on your phone for prayer requests, or if you have a comment or something you'd like to say as well for Bishop, and we're just excited about that as well. So 347-843-4559, we'll be opening up the lines. Hit star one on your phone, it will put you in queue and give you opportunity to share and be a part of the broadcast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the Word. It's nothing but the Word of God. Let's stand forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, Romans 8, 28 through 31. And we know that all things, amen. You got to know this, ladies and gentlemen, and all know that all things work together for the good to them that love God. You got to love them. To them who are called according to his purpose. Wow. Praise God. Called to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestine to be conformed to the image, wow, of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom did he predestine? Then them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, by whom he justified, then he also glorified. Amen. And the last verse, ladies and gentlemen, is for tonight is, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Please know, ladies and gentlemen, ain't nobody above God, ladies and gentlemen. So let me read that again. So what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? If you don't know the answer, that means nobody can be against you. Amen. God bless you. That was Romans 8. 28 through 31. I want to encourage you again to read the entire chapter of Romans 8, and we just thank God for you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would, in your heart and in your wonderful minds, because we're praying for Bishop, we're praying for Doc, we're praying for our ministers and bishops and apostles and evangelists and teachers all across the globe, if you would, put your hands together as we open up Bishop's line. Bishop, thank you so much for your time. God bless you.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. Father, we thank you tonight. We praise you for another day. We give you glory and honor. We magnify and lift up to your name. We thank you, Lord, because you watch us over your word to perform it. And so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It shall not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you plead, and it will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. Father, we thank you tonight, God, as you be glorified. We thank you tonight as you heal the broken hearts. We thank you tonight because you was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was on it. But with your stripes, we already heal. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Father, we thank you tonight. We magnify you. We exalt your name. And we lift your name up, God, because you said in your word, if you be lifted up from the earth, you will draw all men unto you. God, we thank you tonight for your awesome power. We thank you for your awesome word. We thank you, Lord, for your anointing that destroy every yoke. Lord, we give you glory and honor. We praise you tonight, God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you tonight. The weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and pull it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And Father, we glorify you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this time that we can spend with you. We thank you, God, that you're moving by your spirit and by your power. We thank you, God, as you're healing that man that got cancer tonight, that child that got cancer tonight, and that mother that may have cancer tonight. Now, God, we thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We lift your name up. And, God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We walk by faith and not by sight. We glorify you for your word. We call those things to be not as though they already are. Father, we thank you for our families, God. We thank you for our loved ones. We thank you for our community. We thank you for our country. We thank you for our state, God. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for what you're doing in this hour. We praise you for your awesome and mighty work. We give you glory and honor, and we adore you today. Father, we thank you for the believers of the night, God. We praise you, God, for every believer. We glorify you for your name's sake. We lift your name up. And God, we come against every spirit that not like you. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord, rebuke you right now. Satan, the Lord, rebukes your work. Satan, the Lord, rebuke your act. In the name of Jesus, we call those things to be not as though they are. Father, we thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, we are here. We thank you tonight, God. We have been delivered and set free. Father, we glorify you, Father. We praise you tonight, God. We thank you, God, even now in doing this COVID-19. God, that you've not lost any power. You have the same power, but God, Alamo Shaka. Kino ratala mokondo sekande bikondo isandere biko asanata kondo. In the name of Jesus, we praise you tonight. Father, we pray for that mother tonight. We pray for that father, that family tonight. We pray, God, for that child tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, have your way in the lives. Father, we thank you, God. We glorify your name, God. We lift your name up tonight, God. We thank you, God, as you move in a great and a mighty way. Father, we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus. And this year is about to end, God. We thank you that you brought us this far, God. We thank you for all of your mighty acts, God. We thank you for all of your many, many blessings, great and small. We thank you for the small things that you've done in our lives. God, you woke us up this morning. Open our eyes, open our hearts, open our ears, God. We give you glory, be able to walk, God. We praise your name for food and shelter, God. We lift your name up, God, but we ask you to look on those that are less fortunate than we are, that may not have a home, God, or may not have a place they call home, God. But, God, we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask. And, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to be a comforter for those that are in our need and those that are in trouble of heart, God. We ask you to comfort those that have lost loved ones, God. We ask you to strengthen them in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we ask you to make ways out of no way, God. We thank you tonight, God, now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all we can even think or ask. We know you're able, God. We know you will, God. We know you can, God. We know you shall do it, God. And we lift your name up for it tonight, God. We pray for our nation, oh God. We pray. We repent before you, oh God. We repent as your word says, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked way, then you forgive our sin. You would heal our land. Father, we need your healing tonight, God. We need your deliverance tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God. Your word says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Father, we thank you for ordering our steps, God. And no evil shall come near our dwelling. No plague shall be able to overtake us. Father, we thank you tonight. We praise you tonight, God. Keep our minds, oh God. Keep our children. Keep our families. Keep our neighborhoods. Keep our community. Keep our country. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for America, God. As we pray, we repent for the sins of America. We repent, God, and Father God, in the name of Jesus, wash us,
God. Cream in us a clean heart. Renew in us the right spirit. Make our spirit pure, God. Make our spirit clean. Wash us in your word. And Father, we go. Father, we ask you to look on our brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, God. God, give us a pure heart. Give us a pure love for one another. And Father, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Father God, open our eyes that we may be able to see. Give us a spiritual insight on your word. Give us spiritual insight on what you're saying, God, in this time and in this season. Father, we thank you. We glorify you for all your marvelous works. We thank you, God, as you heal that man that's in the hospital, that man that may be sick at home, that child may be sick at home. That mother may be sick at home. But Father, we know that you are a healer wherever they may be. Maybe at the job, God. Maybe be on their way home. Father God, we ask you to protect them as they travel, as they drive, as they be in the airway, God. We ask for your protection, your angels in the camp about them. And Father, we ask you to bless those that are less fortunate than we are. God, touch our heart, that God, that we continue to give to the less fortunate, that we continue to give out of our resource and allow our hearts, God. And Father, we glorify you for it, and we praise you, God. God, keep us in perfect peace. Look on that man that may not have a place called home, that child, that mother that have gone away, that child that has run away from home, God. We ask you to test their hearts in this season, oh God. Let them call home. Let them cry to mother. Let them cry to daddy. Let them come home, God. In the name of Jesus, we cancel that assignment of the enemy, God, to bring fear in their lives. We cancel that assignment of spirit of the God of hatred, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for your assurance. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your glory and honor that you're moving by your spirit every second of the day. We thank you, God, for all the great things you've done. We thank you for all the doors that you opened for people all over this world. You opened the doors for those that have lost jobs. You opened the doors for those that have lost homes. You opened the doors to those that didn't have food. God, we thank you for the doors of swinging open, God. And God, we thank you, God. Open our minds, God. Give us creative ideas. Give us creative thought patterns, God, that we're walking the thing that you've called us to do, God. You are walking the thing that we're decreeing and declare those things to be not as though they already are, God. And you get all the glory, Lord. No flesh shall receive any glory, God, but it all goes to you. And we pray tonight, God, as you, God, open up. Look on that man, God. Look on that child, that person that's in prison tonight, that person that's incarcerated. Father, you all know him. You all know those that have been incarcerated unfairly for no reason, God. God, you all know and you all see it. And Father, we ask you to work all things out for their good, because words say all things working together for good to those that love the Lord and the one that are called according to his purpose. And Father God, we thank you right now. Thank you, God. Give us a mind to endure. Give us a mind to hold on. Give us a mind to keep seeking your face. And Father, we thank you each and every day. We thank you for every moment, God, and we ever give you glory. God, keep us, God. Keep our minds. Keep us with a mind of peace, of love, and joy, and happiness. Let us love one another, God, and we give you glory. And all honor shall be thine. God, we just don't come thanking you for things, for asking you for things. But God, we come thanking you for the things that you've got allowed in our lives. We thank you, God, you have raised us up even from a child to this age in life. Father, we thank you that you've been so good to us. You've been so merciful. We thank you, God, all days for the things that you allowed us to go through. It was for a reason, God, and we thank you brought us through it. You brought us through that last storm. And God, we know that you're going to take us through the next storm, the storm that we already in. You will bring us out victoriously, God, and we give you glory for it, and we lift your name up, and we'll forever praise you, and we continue to pray for one another. You continue to strengthen us and keep our minds, oh God. And God, in the name of Jesus, look on that man that's about to commit suicide, that woman about to commit suicide. God, we ask you to convict their hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know they got a reason to live, God. Let them know they have a purpose in life. And Father, we thank you for it, and we glorify your name. And we hold fast to the promise and know that you're soon to come, God. God, keep us with a mind stayed on you, looking for your return. Father, that you may come for us at any day, God. You may not come for all of us at once, but you may come one at a time for us, God. Lord, we give you glory and honor. Keep us prepared, Lord. Let us be ready for your return. And God, we glorify you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, I'm the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw. Just prayed for you, your family, your neighbor, your nation, your county, your city, your state, your country, ladies and gentlemen, and the world. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that powerful, powerful prayer. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise for the man of God. Just prayed for us. Thank you so much, Bishop. We need it. We need it. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time. We want to be sensitive to the time as well. If you do have a prayer request you'd like to share with us, so we'll take all the prayer requests at one time. Hit star one on your phone if you'd like to be a part of the broadcast as well. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as we wait for those who would like to have share their prayers, we're going to open up the lines for Bishop's wife. We always like to hear from Dr. Crenshaw. Dr. Crenshaw, God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Praise the Lord and all those that are listening tonight. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that powerful prayer. Just want to encourage and admonish all of those that are listening as we get go into this next season that the Lord is allowing. Praise God. Is that allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Praise God. Do your research and pray regarding the COVID-19 vaccine. Praise the Lord. Make it personal. Talk to the Lord. Do your research and inquire of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Let the Holy Spirit lead and guide you in all things. In the meantime, I admonish everybody that's listening to always, praise the Lord, take care of yourself. Take care of your body. Praise God. Because we know that Jesus is the ultimate healer. He is the ultimate healer. By the stripes of Jesus, we are already healed. We know that we must walk in wisdom to do those things that we know that we need to do to be proactive. Praise the Lord. So I cannot say enough how important it is, praise God, to keep vitamins, the right type of vitamins in your body. You know, C, D, I can't say it enough. Drink a lot of water during this season. Get you some zinc, even zinc spray if you can find it with echinacea. Get you some elderberry syrup with echinacea in it. Keep that honey in your home, that organic honey with you, some garlic. Praise God. Eat a lot of vegetables. I can't say that enough. The herbs are given for the healing of the nation according to the word of the Lord. Praise God. The herbs were given for the healing of the nation. Praise the Lord. So we want to encourage everybody that's listening during this season, be prayerful. Take your prayer level to a whole nother level. Take your prayer life to a whole nother level. It is crucial in this season and for us not to be weary of the things that's going to come upon this earth. Praise God, because we know that we're living in the last days. The Bible said, cursed is the man who makes flesh his arm and whose trust is not in the Lord. So at the close of the day, we must trust God. Even as we continue on with the challenges that are going on in the political system, we must keep our faith and hope in Christ and not in a man. Praise God. Our faith and hope in Jesus Christ and not in a man. Praise God. I can't say that enough. Praise God, because sometimes men would disappoint us. But I want to specifically ask the prayer. Praise God, that whatever is holding up the release, we want to pray for the release of support and help for those who are struggling during this COVID-19, monies that are being held up. We want to decree and declare release to those who are in need, financial need, businesses who are in financial need. We want to decree and declare that the Holy Spirit will speak to those in the government and high places to release the funds that's necessary to support people that are in crisis or that are in need. We want to pray for that. Praise God, that the Spirit of the Lord will speak to him and he will reveal, uncover, expose, and destroy any type of opposition that will prevent what is needed to be able to get to the people that are in need, those that are hungry, those that are hurting, those that are their mortgage notes are behind, their rent is behind. We want to pray in the name of Jesus that whatever is needed, we want to pray release, 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 release. in the name of Jesus. But don't be weary, and we're doing. For the Bible says we're going to reap if we just don't faint. But hang in there. Take your prayer life to a whole nother level. No time to get relaxed. No time to think, okay, everything is smooth sailing now. The vaccine is coming. Looks like we got a new president on the scene. And just kind of sit back. No. It is absolutely no time to sit back. In reality, it's time to take our prayer life to a whole nother level. Praise God, and begin to fight. The more God arise, let the enemy be scattered. Let him that hate him flee before him. The smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. This is saying to the people of God, it's time for us to rejoice and be glad. Amen. Praise the Lord God. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, his awesome wife. Ladies and gentlemen, just gave you some wisdom, gave you some information from the words, ladies and gentlemen. And the one thing I love about what Doc just said, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to take your prayer life to another level, ladies and gentlemen. Take it up. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you, whatever it takes. Take it to another level, because this is time to be, I think in the services, they call it DEFCON 5. I think it was 4 or 5, but 5 is the highest level, I believe. But take it to DEFCON 5, ladies. Take your prayer life to the 5th level, to the next level, so you can be ready in all situations. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. Well, God bless you. We're going to give it over back over to Bishop. Close us out. But God bless you, Bishop.
Praise God. We thank God for Dr. Crenshaw and those words of encouragement. As we continue to hold fast to the word of God, as we continue to pray as never before, because God is up something great in our lives. Don't you give up. Do not quit. Do not stop. Do not quit. But hold on to the word of God and keep praying as never before. And know that your prayers are not in vain. Your living is not in vain. Living for the Lord is not in vain. But God has something special for you in life, in this life. And God is going to bless you as greatly as you hold fast to the promises. Hold fast. Don't give up. Keep looking expectation. Raise your expectation in the Lord and know that God is going to do it. God bless you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand that the word of God is more precious, more real than the air and the water that we need to live. It is greater than all of that. And I'm just excited about what Bishop and Doc have been teaching over the years as well, to know that the word of God is true. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand that and believe it. It is true. Amen. Praise him. Amen, amen. As Bishop and Doc always say, we're always praying for you, ladies and gentlemen. We know that some of you, a lot of you listening, pray for yourselves and know how to pray. We thank God for you. We want to encourage those in your family to pray. Just encourage your family and neighbors and people that you know to pray. You can even do Zoom prayer time, right? Zoom prayer times, call somebody. You can have three-way calls on prayer, whatever it takes to go to keep that prayer going. Amen and amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave you with a couple things real quick on prayer. I think I was telling you about reading a book on growing in prayer. And two real quick areas on scripture concerning prayer is, and lastly, is love and prayer. It says, this is out of 1 Peter 4:7-8. It says, be earnest and disciplined in your prayers. That's what the Bishop and Doc talk about. Be earnest and disciplined in your prayers. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other. Amen. I think Bishop and Doc just mentioned that, didn't they? So got to bring love into the picture as well. And Deuteronomy says, Deuteronomy 30:6, ladies and gentlemen, for the first commandment, says the Lord your God will cleanse your heart so that you will love him with all your heart and soul. Amen. Isn't that powerful right there, ladies and gentlemen? That's the importance for prayer. God wants to hear from us each and every day, each and every hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yeah, we love it. Praise God. All right, God bless you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to have a great rest of the week. Just for those who may be new joining us, we have prayer on Thursday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have prayer on Saturday morning, Lord willing, Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Bishop and Doc. So thank you so much for joining us. Please let everybody know about the prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Crenshaw. Yeah, y'all share it out. I love it. Hey, this is Elder Kevin Vaughn with you. We are excited about what God's doing in your life. And we thank you so much for your time And remember, ladies and gentlemen, always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. And remember, Jesus is Lord. Have a great evening, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.